Okay, so I mean, I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, the Scandinavian stuff's been very popular over here. That's what the last few years. I mean, how do you see Heartless fitting into that?
I don't really. I'm surprised that you guys like it so much because it's been more of a drama.
Yes,
thing
yes.
Than going on, but I'm excited about it. Yeah.
Yes, but I mean, it's a big cast. I mean, it's a very big. I mean, how did you feel working with such a big cast? Were you a little nervous, or did everyone encourage each other? I mean, how did that work?
We encourage each other, and I think it's like in Denmark, it's a lot of the same actors that's doing a lot of the stuff. So, I mean, I think I've done more than 10 productions with Sebastian.
Wow.
And I think, we were like brothers and sisters.
Oh, really?
We're having fun. Well, Julie, Sebastian, and I are in another show that was shooting just right after Heartless. It's like a sitcom.
Oh, really?
So we know each other very well.
Oh, okay. I mean, they were saying that a lot of it was shot on location. Mm-hmm. I mean, does that help the feel of the show, do you think, rather than being in a set, you know, on a set? Do you think it was location?
Yeah, exactly. Totally. It makes a big difference. We were sleeping at the location a lot of the time.
Yes.
And I was so scared because he said they had ghosts.
Oh, really?
So I was like, you know, and Julie's door in the middle of the night, like, can I sleep in your bed? Because I was scared. But it helped a lot with the atmosphere and feeling of it. Yeah.
So you're pleasantly surprised, obviously, by the reception that the show's been getting outside of Denmark.
Oh, my God, yes. I think people outside of Denmark liked it even more than people in Denmark. Actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, I mean, also, it's aimed at kind of a slightly younger audience than mm-hmm. some of the other. I mean, I guess you have to, it's a dark show, but it obviously can't be too dark because it is aimed at a slightly younger audience. I mean, so it had to maintain, I guess it couldn't be too dark. So, I mean, how do you think, you know, the show managed to achieve that?
I think it managed good, but I think it's hard to tell when you're in the show.
Of course, yes.
Because when you see the ghost, you're like, oh, hey, Laura. But of course, like, people outside are like, oh, who is that? So, yeah.
Yes.
It's hard to tell, but I think, you know, it's good.
So, obviously the first series was 8 episodes, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've had quite a diverse career, haven't you, as an actress? I mean, did you enjoy the fact this was kind of had a supernatural undertone to it? Was it something that appealed to you as an actress?
Yes, I love that. When I first auditioned for the show and I heard what it was, you know, what it was about, I was like, oh yes, I have to have this, you know, have to get this part. I was so excited. So yes, definitely.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I mean, I asked the other two. I'm not sure. I'm going to ask you as well. I mean, the difference between, between Danish, Swedish, and Norwegian sort of television. I mean, what do you see as the difference between, you know, programs from the three obviously very distinct countries, but.
I'm not sure I'm the right person to answer this because I haven't watched a lot of stuff from Norway and Sweden.
Yes.
But I think that what they have are. What they have is the cool locations, the cool settings with all the snow and the mountains and stuff like that. We don't have that. But other than that, I think it's a lot of the same, you know, I think it has the same feel to it.
So you think there's quite a lot in common culturally between the three? Because obviously there is, I know there's a rivalry. I know that, you know, there's a rivalry between Denmark, I can't remember if I get this right, but I think between Denmark and Sweden.
I think there's a rivalry,
obviously, between.
Yeah.
And I guess because of the link, because of the physical
the
connection,
mm-hmm.
you know, I guess there's a rivalry, cultural rivalry between the two countries.
I think you're right. And also because we're so close, like, we understand each other. We understand Swedish and they understand Danish. It's so much of the same words that it's like, it's like siblings arguing.
Yes. But, I mean, why do you think sort of Scandinavian stuff has connected so much with. Well, with UK audiences over the last few years.
Well, I'm very proud of the Danish film industry. I think it's extremely good.
Yes.
And I think that you guys are very open and, interested in seeing other things and new things.
Yes.
You're not, you know, as closed as some cultures can be. So I think, you know, a combination of that is why.
Yes. But I mean, Heartless, I mean, it's a one series, but I mean, are there opportunities to return to the show?
I hope so. I mean, I want to know what happens.
I mean, is there talk of another series? Or
they talk about it, yes, but you know, until I have a contract in my hand, I don't believe anything.
No.
But I hope so. I would love to do more.
Yes. So I mean, has it been sold into other international places? Is it going to be shown in the States or?
Yeah. I think they've sold the rights to actually have the stage do a remake of it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that, but, you know, the producers probably knows a lot more about it.
Yes, of course. I mean, no, I realize that's kind of more of a question for them.
No, it's fine.
But, I mean, you've obviously had quite a diverse career as well. I mean, have you enjoyed the fact that you've worked on a lot of different shows?
Yeah, I've enjoyed that. I think it's funny to go from, you know, Sebastian, Julie and I came from doing Heartless to doing a sitcom.
Yes.
That's crazy. And now
yes.
I'm about to do like a period piece and with a different way of talking and dressing. And I think it's amazing to do. And Bolton I did too with a political theme. So, yes.
Yes. I mean, is it because it's sort of a smaller industry, so it's easier to kind of jump between sort of different subjects?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? I guess that's the luxury that you have. So have you been here before?
In London?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Have you? Well, I guess it's not that difficult to get to, is it? How long is the flight?
I think it's an hour and a half or something.
Oh, that's not bad.
2 hours. Cool. If I had the money, I would come here every weekend.
Yes. Well, hopefully.
Yes. I think it's amazing.